Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Greenpanel Industries Q4 and FY23 earnings conference call. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during this conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Rishab Barar from CDR India. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Good day, everyone, and thank you for joining us on Greenpanel Industries Q4 and FY23 conference call. We have with us today Mr. Shobhan Mittal, Managing Director, and Mr. V. Venkatramani, CFO. Before we begin, I would like to state that some statements made in today's discussion may be forward-looking in nature and may involve risks and uncertainties. A detailed statement in this regard is available in the results presentation that was sent to you earlier. I would now like to invite Mr. Shobhan Mittal to begin the proceedings of the call. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you, Rishab. Good morning, everyone, and thank you for joining us to discuss Greenpanel's operating and financial performance for Q4 FY23. India's sales volume rose by 10%. Export volumes grew by 89%, while domestic volumes fell by 7%. India's EBITDA margins at 22% were impacted by higher export volumes, steep increase in raw material costs, higher brand spends, primarily on account of IPL, which was skewed towards the last quarter, and price cuts taken in exports. Plywood volumes were lower by 17.1%, and operating margins of 0.4% were impacted by lower volumes and increase in raw material costs. Post-tax profits for the quarter were lower by 14% at rupees 68.93 crores as compared to rupees 80.59 crores in Q4 FY22 due to reasons mentioned above. Net working capital at 17 days has shown a reduction of 6 days quarter-on-quarter. Net debt has reduced by rupees 42 crores during the quarter and stands at negative rupees 187 crores as on 31st March 2023. We paid rupees 11 crores towards India's expansion project during Q4, aggregating to rupees 50 crores during the year to date. Mr. Venkatramani will now run you through the financials in greater detail, post which we will have a Q&A session.
Good morning, everyone. I thank you for joining us to discuss the Q4 FY23 financial performance of Greenpanel Industries. Net sales during Q4 was rupees 440.58 crores compared to rupees 460.26 crores during the year-on-year period. MDF sales fell by 1% at rupees 386.02 crores and contributed 88% of the top line. MDF export volumes grew by 89% at 42,927 cubic meters. Domestic volumes were down by 7% at 94,338 cubic meters, and overall MDF volumes were up by 10% at 137,265 cubic meters. MDF domestic revenues were rupees 311.10 crores, while exports contributed rupees 74.90 crores. Domestic realizations were lower by 1% at rupees 32,978 per cubic meter, while export realizations were lower by 21.5% at rupees 17,450 per cubic meter. Blended MDF realizations were lower by 10.2% at rupees 28,122 per cubic meter. Uttarakhand MDF operated at 85% and AP plant operated at 77% with blended capacity utilization at 80% on enhanced capacity of 6 lakh 60,000 cubic meter. Plywood sales had degrowth of 22.6% at rupees 54.56 crores. Plywood sales volumes were lower by 17.1% at 2.04 million square meter, and the unit operated at 70% during the quarter. Plywood sales realizations were up by 6.3% at rupees 268 per square meter. In Q4 FY23, gross margin fell by 662 basis points year-on-year at 53.7%. EBITDA margins were down by 1,150 basis points at 19.2%. MDF export realizations were lower by 10% year-on-year due to price cuts in exports. EBITDA stood at rupees 84.75 crores due to reasons already mentioned by Mr. Mittal. PAT was lower by 14% due to fall in EBITDA and reflected gains due to deferred tax write-off aggregating to rupees 29.36 crores. I'll now update you on the performance details for FY23. Net sales grew by 12.2% at rupees 1778.55 crores. MDF sales increased by 15.4% at rupees 1,534.58 crores, while plywood sales were lower by 4.7% at rupees 243.97 crores. Gross margins were up by 38 bips at 58.1%. Gross margin in value terms was up by 12.9% at rupees 1,032.76 crores. EBITDA margins were lower by 320 basis points at 24.5%. EBITDA in value terms fell by 0.8% at rupees 435.87 crore. Post-tax profits were up by 7% at rupees 256.51 crores. Overall, MDF sales volumes were up by 2.4% at 5,6743 cubic meters with blended capacity utilization of the two plants at 78% of enhanced capacity compared to 87% in the year-on-year period. Dispatches for plywood were lower by 7.7% at 8.58 million square meter with capacity utilization at 74% compared to 81% in the corresponding period. Gross debt to equity stands at 0.16 as on 31st March 2023 compared to 0.30 as on 31st March 2022. Net debt as on 31st March stood at negative rupees 187 crores compared to positive rupees 144 crores as on 31st March 2022. That concludes my presentation. Please open the floor for the Q&A session. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. Participants, you may press star and one to ask the question. The first question is from the line of Harsha from Dalal & Broacha. Please go ahead.
Thanks for the opportunity. A couple of questions from my side. Any update on the representations we have made to levy the duty on the imported MDF? And a related question, if hypothetically if the duty is levied, what would the difference in pricing go down to?
The matter is still, under consideration by the various ministries. The Commerce Ministry has made the recommendation. The Finance Ministry has not yet decided. Cases like ours have actually been taken up also in the Tribunal Court and the Supreme Court, where both the Tribunal and the Supreme Court have upheld that the Finance Ministry will need to take a decision on this, and until such time provisional assessment of duty should be assessed. However, the same, because the government machine takes time for implementation, however, the same has not yet been implemented. So it's very difficult for us to give any clarity as to when and if the duty implementation will happen. With regards to the pricing, it's clear to say that if duties do come into picture, then in my opinion, imports will not be a major threat anymore.
Okay. And on the plywood division, any sort of guidance you want to give for FY24? Because when I look at the margin, I think it's probably a disappointment in this quarter. So how should we look at for FY24?
We are restructuring our plywood business model in certain ways, and we're quite confident of double-digit volume growth in the plywood business with margins between 8% to 10% in the current financial year.
Okay, and just last one question. I believe in Q2 or Q3, we are seeing some sort of, slowdown in onboarding distributors in the MDF segment. So how has been the situation, and if you could give in terms of the number of distributors year on year, what has been for FY23 and what is FY22?
What we have done in the last, because when we have certain distributors and dealers in our network, we also commit a certain geographical region or number of operating dealers in that area are committed based on the business model. What we did an assessment in the last financial year was assess dealers that we were not very active or not very regular were not in sync with our business model or business growth strategy. And hence we decided to sort of discontinue business operations with such dealers. And that is the reason why you see, a dip in the active dealer numbers that we have, because we are now in the process of reappointment of such an expansion of the dealer network again. It's a replacement exercise.
And if you could give a number, how many distributors we have for the full year, FY23, as on FY23?
About 2,300.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. That's it from my end.
Thank you. A request to all the participants, please restrict to 2 questions per participant. If time permits, please come back in the question queue for a follow-up question. The next question is from the line of Shrenik Surendra Bachavat from LIC Mutual Fund. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Thanks for the opportunity. So I wanted to understand that currently, have we taken any price cuts in MDF segment in domestic to get back certain volumes? And if not, is there any breaking point that after which we'll have to take a price cut in domestic market if ADD doesn't come through? And my second question is there any specific reason for plywood volumes being so weak this quarter?
Sorry, can you repeat the last part of your question? I didn't understand that.
So, as our plywood volumes are down 17%, is there any specific reason for weak plywood volumes this quarter?
The first question with regards to the price cuts in the MDF, no, we have not taken any price cuts in the MDF. And as of now, even now we are operating in an environment where there is no protection from imports coming into the country. But we do not intend on taking any price cuts. And there is no defined, let's say, breaking point where we'll have to resort to taking a price cut in the MDF business. So that's definitely not on the cards given the current economic scenario. With regards to the plywood volumes, yes, there was pressure on the market side. We refrained from taking any price cuts and passing on any discounts, which has resulted in this reduction in the plywood volumes. But we are confident of reviving this in the coming year, and as mentioned earlier, we're looking at a double-digit volume growth in the plywood segment as well.
So, could you give some more details there that how do you get the confidence of double-digit volume growth in FY24?
Sorry, can you repeat that?
So I'm just asking that what gives you the confidence about double-digit volume growth in plywood as the raw material prices continue to increase? And so what are we doing to get a double-digit volume growth? I'm trying to understand.
We feel that the plywood, we are very, very, positive about our plywood business. It is a business of focus for us. And given our current infrastructure and, the distribution network, the fact that the company has spent on, establishing a brand which is important for the plywood industry, we foresee that this would not be a challenge in the coming year.
And is there inflation continuously impacting, or inflation has starting to in raw material for plywood?
Things have stabilized and to a very slight extent corrected as well.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Udit Gajwala from Yes Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Thank you, sir, for taking my question.
Udit, sorry to interrupt you, but your voice is not coming very clear. May I request you to speak?
Am I audible now?
So we can hear you, but then your voice is breaking. Can you come in a better reception area, please?
I hope this is better.
Go ahead, sir.
Sir, could you throw some light on the trajectory of the MDF volume growth that you foresee for the company? And saying that what for the price realizations could come down or so be forced?
Saying the voice is not good at all anymore.
What you mentioned was that what kind of volume growth we are looking at for MDF in the current year and whether we are looking at any cut in prices. Is that correct?
That is right.
Okay. The MDF volume growth we are looking in between 12 to 15%. And we are quite confident of achieving this in terms of the volumes of MDF. And as discussed in an earlier question as well, we have no plans of any price cuts in the MDF business at this point of time.
Okay, so is it conclusive that your margins could remain between this band of 25% to 26%, or we could see contraction on a full year basis?
With regards to margins, we are quite confident in the 23 to 25% range.
Got it, sir. I come back in that case. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Achal Lohade from JM Financial. Please go ahead.
Good morning. Thank you for the opportunity. Sir, in terms of the IPL impact, the A&P impact, can you specify what is the extent of impact in the fourth quarter? And when you say 23 to 25% EBITDA margin, what is the A&P spend we are assuming there?
Okay. IPL impact, there were actually three different spends. One was the IPL impact. We also doing some branding efforts in the India-Australia test series, and we were also sponsoring the Pretoria Capitals. So the combined impact was about 7 crores in quarter four.
Understood. And would that be a recurring one, or this is more like...
Yeah, it will be a recurring. If you look at brand spends, I think we'll be in a range of about 2.5% for FY24.
Got it. My next question is in terms of the industry capacity, if you could give your perspective on the same in terms of what is the capacity India has as of March 23, and by March 26, what kind of increase are you looking at, and accordingly, what the capacity utilizations could be for players in FY26 for the industry as a whole?
Okay, we had about 2.3 million cubic meters at the end of FY22, and I think over the next 3 years, including FY23, we'll see approximately 1.15 million cubic meters capacity getting added to the market. But there could be some new capacities coming in from unorganized players, of which I'm not aware about.
So this 1.15 is only the organized players addition you are considered, sir?
Yeah, that's right.
Got it. If you could give us a sense in terms of export margin, how would that be in let's say 4Q and full year FY23?
I don't have it readily available, Achal. I'll come back to you on that.
Sure. And just one more question, if I may, with respect to price difference, you know, in terms of the thick and thin MDF compared to the imports as we speak.
Okay. So currently it would be on a range of about, 10 to 20%. So if you look, you know, at the landed cost, there would be a difference of about 18 to 20%. But if you look at, compare the prices, you know, if they were to affect delivery at the customers go down, then probably the range would be somewhere between 10 to 12%.
Thank you. Sorry to interrupt you, Achana. I'll request to join the queue again for a follow-up question. A request to all the participants. The next question is from the line of Sneha Talreja from Nuvama Wealth. Please go ahead.
Good morning, sir, and thanks a lot for the opportunity. Just wanted to understand on the industry aspect. You mentioned the industry capacity to be 2.3 million cubic meters. What would be the industry size and what would have been the growth rate in FY23, if at all you can just elaborate that?
Okay. So it was approximately about 1.75 million cubic meters at the end of FY22. And during the year, we estimate that approximately another, 225,000 cubic meters to 250,000 cubic meters would have been added to the market during FY23.
And in terms of, crores, if at all you can mention even value terms, that will be really helpful.
It's very difficult to mention in value terms, you know, because the unorganized, does not provide full invoices to its customers. So it's difficult to give it, growth in value terms. Because you have prices ranging from, if you look at our realizations, our blended realizations, would be around 33,000 for the domestic segment. Whereas, if you look at some of the competitors, they're probably around 24 to 25,000.
Right. But the volumes include the unorganized part also, right? The one that you mentioned, 1.75.
That's correct.
Understood, sir. And is it fair to assume that this particular quarter, the decline that you saw in the domestic market was also because of some amount of imports replacing the domestic volumes, domestic players' volumes?
I wouldn't say it replaced. I would say rather it took away, growth from, the organized players. We did lose market share. So if we look at, if we compare quarter three to quarter four, we didn't lose any volumes. In fact, I think we have achieved about an additional 1,000 cubic meters volumes during Q4 as compared to Q3. So I would say we could not, get the growth that happened during the market in the last quarter.
Understood, sir. That was helpful. Thanks a lot, sir, and all the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Karan Bhatelia from Asian Market Securities. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Thank you for the opportunity. Am I audible?
Yeah, good morning, Karan. Please go ahead.
Yes. Sir, you mentioned about 12 to 15% volume growth in FY24. So can we further split it into export growth and domestic growth?
See, I think we are targeting double-digit growth. Low double-digit growth in the domestic segment. And, more than 20% growth in the export volumes.
Right, that was helpful. And sir, how has been the timber prices, on a YOY basis in north and south? Because all this while I believe the inflation was only in north, but in last 3 to 4 months we've seen some escalation in south as well. So any comments over there?
Could you please repeat that question?
Sir, on the timber cost escalation in north and south market on a YOY basis.
Oh, on a Y-on-Y basis. So at the end of for Q4 FY23, timber prices in north were ranging between 5.5 to 5.6 rupees per kg, whereas a year ago it was about 4.3 to 4.4 rupees per kg. For the south, it was about 3.8 to 3.9 rupees a kg, whereas in Q4 last year it was around 3.10 to 3.20 rupees per kg.
Okay, and prices are expected to now cool off, or we'll continue to see some more escalation going ahead? Thank you, that's it from my
I don't think we are expecting any immediate cool off in prices, but yes, we expect stability in prices.
Okay, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Darshit from RoboCapital.in. Please go ahead.
Hello. Yeah, am I audible?
Yeah, please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you. So thank you for taking my questions. Actually, I just have one question. So I just need a view on revenue and both EBITDA and PAT margins going forward in the next 2-3 years, and also for specifically FY24 if you can, and also the key driver, which I like, presume it is plywood and MDF itself.
Okay, we mentioned earlier, we are targeting a 12-15% volume growth in the MDF segment. And, I think at the moment we are not looking at any price growth, although we will also endeavor to improve the values by increasing the mix of value-added products. And if you are looking for 3-year guidance, our endeavor would be to have an annual growth rate of about 10-15% in the MDF segment. And we expect margins to be stable, in the range of 23-25% we mentioned earlier. Right. Although, those margins are expected to come under pressure when, the new capacity comes into commercial production. Okay. Because of, lower capacity utilization expected on the enhanced capacity.
Right. Okay. Okay. Yeah, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Next question is from the line of Praveen Sahai from Prabhudas Lilladher. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for taking my question. The first one is related to the MDF. In the last 4 quarters, if I look at the utilization level of the plants, they're quite fluctuating from 74% to 81%. So is there any seasonality on the QOQ basis? And secondly, to the MDF, you are taking a capacity expansion by 25. So how you are looking at the export and the domestic mix way forward?
Okay, we mentioned earlier, we are targeting a 12-15% volume growth in the current year, and it will be our endeavor to, have the entire current capacity utilized before the new unit comes into commercial production.
And how is the export and the domestic mix you are expecting?
Like I mentioned, we are looking at low double-digit growth in the domestic volumes and 20% plus growth in the export volumes.
Okay. And is there a seasonality, sir, in the quarter-on-quarter?
No, there is not really any seasonality in the MDF business, because it's all related to the interiors. So, climatic conditions do not really impact the business.
Okay, and the next one is related to EBITDA per CBM, which has reduced for a quarter. So where you are seeing in the coming years EBITDA per CBM number?
Okay, so if you look at the current quarter, I think it was a significant extent also impacted by the adverse mix of domestic exports. So if you look at quarter three, we had a 79-21% share of domestic and exports, While in this quarter, the share was 69% domestic and 31% exports. So that had a significant impact on the margins. But going forward, we expect EBITDA per cubic meter to be in the range of 6,500 to 7,500 per cubic meter.
Okay, great, sir. And lastly, sir, on the CAPEX number, if you can guide for 24-25. Thank you.
Okay. We have spent approximately 50 crores in FY23. And I think probably a similar amount would be spent in FY25. So I would, estimate that most of the balance, approximately about 500 crores, would be spent in FY24.
Okay. Thank you, sir. All the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Utkarsh Nopani from Haitong Securities. Please go ahead.
Hi. Good morning, sir. My question is on MDF. So if we see, like, we have enhanced our MDF capacity from 5.4 lakh to 6.6 lakh.
Utkarsh, you are not audible. Could you please repeat that question?
My question is on MDF segment. We have increased our MDF capacity from 5.4 lakh to 6.6 lakh. And despite that, our volume has been in the domestic market hovering around 90,000 to 1 lakh CBM over the past 7 consecutive quarters. And given a lot of new MDF capacity is likely to come in the domestic market in the current fiscal, what gives us the confidence that we will be able to clock low double-digit kind of a volume growth in FY24?
Okay, so if you look at it, domestic competition has not really had any impact on our performance. It's imports which have impacted our domestic performance. And I think, going forward, imports will face challenges, because of uncertainty over imposition of ADD / CVD. And, their buyers would also be turning conservative because they would not like to take on additional risks on account of any, additional duties on their account. So I think, yes, going forward, domestic market, domestic manufacturers will, get a significant share of future market growth.
Sir, again, I am coming on to this question. So if we see the annual import in FY23 will not be more than 2-2.5 lakh CBM, whereas in this fiscal, we are expecting significant amount of capacity to get added. So seeing a lot of supply side pressure coming in the domestic market, how we are confident that we can clock a volume growth in FY24?
Okay, so like I mentioned earlier, what is giving additional market share to imports? It's primarily because they are coming at a significantly lower price. No, but if you look at other domestic players, they are not at the same price as imports. So new capacities, those new capacities will be operating at lower capacities. They will look at a larger share of exports. But, they won't really look at gaining market share by cutting prices, because I think, everyone in the industry is more or less, of the view that cutting prices does not give you increased market share, because as soon as one cuts prices, others follow suit within the same day or the next day. So, I don't think, increase in domestic capacity will really significantly impact our volumes.
Okay. And so second question is on the pricing side. So if we see the spread between the domestic and the export MDF realization, it is currently at a record high level in this March quarter. So do you expect this spread to remain at the current level, or this spread might narrow down going forward?
It's come down to some extent, in the current quarter. So we are taking new orders at prices, which were slightly higher as compared to, you know, the March quarter. But yes, going forward, this will significantly depend upon how, imports are, whether imports continue to grow or whether imports will decline in the future. Because just like, imports are having an impact in India, they are also having an impact on our export markets, most of which are located in the Middle East. So, significant impact, increase in export realizations will depend on, future imports from countries like Vietnam, Thailand, Indonesia, Malaysia, etc.
Okay. Thanks a lot, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Next question is from the line of Rishikesh Bhagat from Kotak Asset Management. Please go ahead.
Hi. Good morning. Thank you for the opportunity. So my first question is, how should we look at this investment in A&P spend? Now, if I understand, historically, MDF has been largely a B2B or where the product is sold to OEM. So has there been any change in acceptance that we require, or in retail level increase in acceptance that we require investment on the A&P spend basis, or is it just probably spend to create a platform for probably in future if we want to diversify on the retail, any product on the B2C side?
No, I think awareness in the market for MDF has definitely increased. People are now aware of what the product is, and now it is no longer, let's say, a commoditized product. And brand, in going forward, we perceive that going forward, a brand would play a very important role in the overall business growth, and B, obviously, in the pricing premium in the market that we will be able to obtain as opposed to other competition and the unorganized segment. So, and as a company, as I mentioned earlier as well, we feel that, this spend would bring mileage not only on the MDF business, but also on our plywood business as well. And hence, we were waiting for the right moment and the right opportunity to start this activity. And we saw that IPL would be a good platform to initiate this, and we started this accordingly.
And secondly, when we spoke about probably somewhere around 7 to 10% difference between imported MDF and domestic, this is for which grade of MDF?
So we are primarily talking about the plain MDF, which is a primary product that is being imported into the country. And when I say plain MDF, it is also the basic grade of MDF, which is called the industrial grade. As we mentioned, this difference to be around 10 to 20% depending on the geography of where we are comparing. But it would be primarily for the plain MDF.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Nikhil Gada from Abacus Asset Management. Please go ahead.
Hi. Thanks for the opportunity. So my first question is on the MDF margins for the quarter. Can you sort of break it up for us in terms of how much of an impact was because of the mix between exports and domestic, and how much was because of the RM inflation that we have seen in timber prices?
See, if you look at the mix of domestic and exports, like I mentioned, in comparison to Q3, the domestic mix was 69 versus 79 in Q3. So that had an impact of approximately 250 basis points on the margins.
Okay.
And raw material costs did not have significant impact on the overall margins, but yes, again, it would be in the range of about 100 to 120 basis points.
Understood. And regarding this, I understand in terms of the impact of imports, but because of the RM inflation, do you try to, or you're planning to take any price increase in the market to sort of arrest this fall?
See, At the moment, I don't think pricing is an issue. We are not looking at increasing prices currently because we have capacity in hand which has to be exhausted before the new capacity comes into production. So I think we would primarily be looking at market share gains rather than increase in prices.
Understood, sir. And sir, just on this, guidance for 24 on 23% to 25% EBITDA margins, when you gave the numbers of volume, so basically the export mix comes to be 25% for FY24. So this 23 to 25, is this guidance as in sacrosanct, or do you feel that if let's say the ADD comes in, this can go further higher?
See, this is keeping into condition the existing market conditions. So if there's any sort of new duties coming in on imports, you would definitely be looking at a significant increase in the domestic volumes.
Sir, I'm talking about margins, sorry.
So, yes, increase in domestic volumes would have a favorable impact on the margins.
Got it, sir. And sir, my second question is on the plywood part. You mentioned that we are doing some restructuring in the business. Could you sort of give some understanding of what we are trying to achieve?
Well, when we say restructuring, basically there is in the entire sort of distribution network with regards to how the sales team is operating. We're re-looking at the entire business model because initially we were not inclined towards any further investment or substantial material growth in this existing capacity that we had. But now we're of the opinion that this is an important business for us. Our aim is to settle the existing capacities, run it at a consistent, full capacity for 6 to 8 months. And then we are even inclined to look at further opportunities of growth in our existing capacities by way of maybe new investments as well. So hence, we are re-looking at the plywood business model in a different light.
Mm-hmm. Got it, sir. And sir, last question, the timeline for the MDF expansion, which was, I assume, 2QFY25, so is still the same timeline or there's some extension?
Yes, that's very much on track. We would start, receiving machineries in towards the middle of the year.
Mm-hmm. Can you hear us?
Hello?
Participants, please stay connected. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for your patience. We have the line for the management reconnected. So you may go ahead.
Sorry, apologies about that. So the timeline for the new project still stands as initially communicated.
Got it, sir. And sir, just last on the value-added mix, if you can highlight this OQFY23 for MDF versus last year.
You're wanting Q on Q?
The Q on Q and year over year would be great, sir.
Okay. So Q on Q, the mix was about the same. It was about 15% share in domestic volumes and 62% in value terms. And if we look year on year, it was 39% in volume terms and 46% in value terms.
46 in value. Okay, that would be all, sir. Thank you for answering all my questions and all the best. Thanks.
Thank you.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Monish Godke from HDFC Mutual Fund. Please go ahead.
Hello. Thank you for the opportunity. So why are plywood realizations have come down on a Q-on-Q basis when, timber prices are going up?
Yeah, it was primarily because of a change in product mix. So our volumes had come down in the decorative veneer segment, and decorative veneer realizations are approximately, you know, 2.5 times the price of normal plywood sheet. So that had an impact on the blended realizations for plywood.
Okay. And sir, what would be our plywood EBITDA margin for FY24?
We are targeting 8 to 10% EBITDA margin for FY24.
Okay. And volume growth?
Again, we are targeting a double-digit volume growth in plywood.
Okay. And sir, what is your view on timber prices for FY24 and 25 for North and South?
When you say, so we are expecting the timber prices to be stable at the current levels. We don't see any major, hikes in timber costs in the current financial year.
Okay. Okay, sir. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Nikhil Agarwal from VT Capital Markets. Please go ahead.
Good morning, sir, and thank you for the opportunity. So my question was on the export realizations. They have again they've fallen down quarter on quarter. I believe that is on account of the price cut you had taken in December. But are we seeing any bottoming out of these realizations? Because we heard there was some rumor that some player has increased prices in the international market. So are we seeing the bottoming out of the realizations?
We already have taken price increases in the export segment ourselves as well, but due to the backlog of orders that we have in our books, we will probably start seeing the effect of that from quarter two.
Okay, got it. And so, what sort of price hikes have you taken? Can you quantify that?
Between 8 to 10%.
Okay, got it. And so what currently between the organized and unorganized players, what would be the price differential?
It's very difficult, to mention the price difference between organized and unorganized players, primarily because some of the unorganized players do not provide a full invoice to their customers. So, It ranges between anywhere between 22,000 to 25,000 per cubic meter.
Okay, got it. So currently, last question, what is the demand situation currently? How is it panning out in quarter one?
Demand is reasonably good. I think we are. guiding for the estimates for the current year on the basis of that.
Okay, got it. That's it for me. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Bhavin Rupani from Investec. Please go ahead.
Hi sir, thank you for the opportunity. My majority of the questions have been answered. I have just one question related to plywood. So, sir, as compared to Q4 last year, EBITDA per unit has declined from 6 rupees to 1 rupees in the current quarter. Sir, can you tell us some of the reasons behind such a sharp drop apart from the decline in volumes during the year?
There were three reasons. One was significant volumes as compared to...
Sir, sorry to interrupt you. Sir, your voice is not coming clear. I will have to disconnect and reconnect. Participants, please stay connected while we rejoin the management back to the call. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for your patience. We have the line for the management reconnected. So you may go ahead.
So there were three reasons for the low margins year on year in the plywood business. First was the fall in volumes. The second was increase in... the wood cost and... The third was, we took some inventory losses into account based on, the prevailing prices in the domestic market. So all those three factors had an impact on the plywood volumes. But the inventory loss is a one-off item, so I don't expect that it will have any impact in future quarters.
Sir, would it be possible to quantify the inventory losses?
It would have an impact of about 4% on the Q4 margins.
Okay, sir. That's helpful. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Risha Bothra from Anand Rathi. Please go ahead.
Yes, sir. Just wanted to have the volumes, full year volumes for MDF, both export and domestic, and the value as well.
Okay. So for the current year, domestic volumes were 385,000 and export volumes were 122,000. And for FY22, domestic volumes were 373,000 and export volumes were 122,000.
And in value terms?
And in value terms, domestic sales this year were 1,287 crores. Export sales was 247 crores. Total was 1,535 crores. And last year, domestic was 1,097 crores. Export 232 crores. Total was 1,329 crores.
Okay, sir. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Kushagra from Old Bridge Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Thanks for the opportunity. Just two questions. One is on the margins in the exports business. So you said you'll come back, but just a right way, just want some perspective as to right way to think about it. So last quarter you said you did around 18,640 per CVM realizations and you made around 1,300 rupees per CVM EBITDA. And now given that the prices have come down by almost 1,200 per CBM for the fourth quarter, it would have eaten away majority of the absolute EBITDA per CBM as well. And hence, margins would be close to breaking even or negative. And is that correct way to think about it? And the resultant question is that it also becomes your cost for the plain MDF somewhere around 17,500 per CBM.
Okay. If we look at the export business, you're correct. Margins have come down significantly and currently they are in low single digits. But they would definitely not be negative because we do not take any orders which would have a negative impact, you know, on the business. And, excuse me, what was the second part of your question?
So effectively, if it's in low single digits or probably, 1-2% only in this particular quarter, that also kind of shows that 17,500 per CBM is your cost for plain MDF broadly at current utilization levels.
No, it would not be. Yeah, if you take all the costs, so it's not just the raw material or the COGS. It includes the entire cost, including ocean freight costs, clearing and handling expenses, and distribution costs. So it covers, if you cover all the costs, yes, it would be close to that range.
Got it. That's helpful. And the second question is on, one clarification and a follow-up on that clarification. One is, you said 12-15% growth and which is mix of low double digit for the domestic and almost 18-20% for the exports. Is that correct?
I mentioned low double digit growth for the domestic business and 20% plus growth for the export business.
Thank you. Sorry to interrupt you. A request to all the participants, please restrict to two questions per participant, so the management can answer all the questions. The next question is from the line of Rajesh Kumar Ravi from HDFC Securities. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Go ahead.
Yeah, hi sir. My question pertains to first, could you share what was the B2C sales in Q4 and in FY23, the MDF?
Could you please repeat that
sales
question? I couldn't get you.
Sorry, B2C retail sales for your MDF in FY23 and in Q4 mix.
Okay, so if you look at Q4, it was roughly about 90-10. You know, retail
okay
versus OEM. And for the entire year, I'll confirm that later, but I think it would have been approximately between 85% to 83% retail and the balance OEM.
Okay, and sir, second, coming to the capacity, you mentioned 2,50,000 CBM got added in FY23, right? But are you counting the 2C mentioned Green Ply and this Century's capacity in that, or these are beyond that?
No, that I'm considering in FY23 to 25. That's
okay.
Okay, even the expansion which happened in FY23, I think, came almost towards the end of March.
Correct.
Those I'm considering in FY, you know, the 3-year period from FY23 to 25. When I say 2.3 million, it's up to FY22.
Correct, correct. No, no, the additional in FY23, you mentioned 0.25 million CBM. That is what I was trying to understand.
No, no,
which
that, I was saying that I was not, you know, commenting on new capacities. I was saying that's the volume growth that we had in the market.
And sir, when you're targeting 10% sort of volume growth in the domestic market, given that Green Ply new capacities come up and Century is also added capacities, at least these two capacities will be operational for full year. And given that even imports for available will be for the full year versus 4-5 months last year, what sort of domestic growth numbers that you're looking at, the industry growth, whereby you can manage a 10% growth?
Yeah, we are looking at a 15% growth in domestic volumes.
Demand number for FY23, sir? 1.75 you mentioned was the demand in FY23, right?
I couldn't get your question. Could you please repeat that?
Sorry. FY23 demand, what was the demand and growth in FY23?
Okay, that I mentioned was approximately between 2,25,000 to 2,50,000 cubic meters.
Okay. Okay, I'll take that offline. Lastly,
sure,
if you could just give us one. When you say this export realization, sir, for you, this is FOB or CIF realizations that you book?
PNF.
Included in that?
Yeah.
Okay. Great, sir. Thank you. I'll come back in queue.
Sure.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Kaushik Mohan from Ashika Stockbroking. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Thanks for the opportunity. I just wanted to understand a couple of things in your numbers. Sir, this last 12 months capacity utilizations you have given as 74%. What are you guiding for the coming years and why was there a very big dip in the capacity utilizations?
If you, there was not really a big dip in capacity utilization. So if you're comparing it with, you know, earlier years, so previously we had a capacity of 5,40,000 cubic meters and we added 1,20,000 cubic meters in FY22. So at the moment we are, you know, operating, you can say at 100% of the capacity prior to expansion. It's not really a dip in capacity utilization. We are operating at the old capacity. We have not been able to utilize the additional capacity.
Okay, sir. And how about your guidance for the coming years? Because you have guided on the revenue side is going to be around 15%. It will be on the double digit side and 15% plus. So how about the capacity utilizations?
So, assuming we achieve our guidance, so we would be somewhere around 85 to 86%.
85 to 86%. Okay. And sir, average realization per metric, how much will be the average realizations?
So we are looking at stable realizations in the domestic business, like Mr. Mittal mentioned earlier, we have already seen a 8 to 10% increase in export realizations in the current year. So that should have a small impact on the realizations going forward. So there will be some slight improvement in the realizations, but it will be more or less what we achieved in quarter four.
Thank you. A request to all the participants. Please restrict to 2 questions per participant. Kaushik, I'll request to join the queue again for a follow-up question. The next question is from the line of Hiten Boricha from Sequin Investments. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Good morning. So the first question is on the MDF, plywood. So you guided the volume growth of double digit in the plywood segment. So can you make it more clear what kind of volume growth is it? We are looking at higher side of 18 to 20% or somewhere between 12 to 15% which you have guided in the MDF segment?
So it's around 10% volume growth.
10%. Okay. And so my second question is on the capex. We are doing a capex of 500 crore, which is, I guess, on the, it is of MDF of 2.31 like capacity. So how will our debt look like at the end of the year, and what will be our post capacity after concluding this capacity? What would be our capacity look like post this capex?
Okay, we have an existing capacity of 660,000 cubic meters. And we are adding another 2,30,000 cubic meters. So post-expansion, our capacity will be 8,90,000 cubic meters. And this new capacity is expected to be commissioned in Q2 FY25.
Okay. And sir, on the debt side?
Excuse me?
On debt side, sir, how will our debt look like by end of this year?
We will be taking new debt for the expansion. So it will depend on how shipments progress. But I think yes, our gross debt would probably be about 300 odd crores at the end of FY24.
Okay. That's it from my side. Thank you.
Thank you. Next question is from Lano Sanjeev Goswami from Fractal Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good afternoon, sir, and thanks for the opportunity. So I have a couple of questions. First is, if I look at my domestic realization, that is still at 80% premium to the export realization. So first question is, why are we not looking at reducing the prices in the domestic market and capturing the market share at the marketplace before a new capacity has come up, rather than competing in the export market and reducing the relations?
Okay. So, cutting prices does not work in the domestic market. You know, it does not help you to gain additional market share, because as soon as one player cuts prices, others follow suit immediately. You know, so the cutting prices formula does not work in the domestic market.
Right, sir. So today the pricing discipline is there because market is dominated by the larger organized players. But you also mentioned there are lots of unorganized players coming up over the next 1 or 2 years. So how do you expect the pricing discipline to stay, especially with these unorganized players coming up?
Okay. There are about 8 to 10 unorganized players in the MDF segment currently. And we do not expect to see too many unorganized players coming into this segment over the next couple of years.
So just to follow up on this unorganized player market, can you give an idea in terms of what is the current capex for CBM for putting up a new MDF capacity, and what is the minimum economic size, just to understand how much is capital the barrier to get into this industry?
Project cost per cubic meter of capacity.
Sapna about 24,000 per cubic meter car. Mm. What's an economical price?
Well, you see the project cost, per cubic per unit of capacity installed definitely has increased in the recent years, especially given the Russia-Ukraine war, which has resulted in cost of most raw materials in Europe going up. So it's hard to it's hard to say what is the let's say economical number, because the current market number is where it stands as of today. Most of the plant suppliers are full with orders. Backlog of order books is close to 2 to 3 years now, and as a company, we either had to choose to wait for the cost of machinery to come down, or let go of growth and let go of growth, or take the decision. And hence, we've decided to go ahead with the decision. The decision can result in an additional investment cost of about 10% to 15%, as opposed to had this been done maybe 2 to 3 years ago.
Right. So my question is more from the perspective, like, we are putting up 2,25,000 as a new capacity. Can somebody put up smaller capacity like 20,000, 25,000? Is it possible? Are the machines available for that?
No, that's not, especially if with the type of machinery that we use in MDF, 20,000 to 25,000 plants will never be economical. I think even the smallest Chinese plants today, we are talking of capacities maybe of 70,000 to 80,000 cubic meters. But as a company, we are consciously deciding to go with the tried and tested European technology, which we have experienced from the very beginning of our business. And for that, this is a reasonable capacity. Smaller for European plants are no longer economical.
Okay. So, if you're some unorganized guy comes up and you have to put up 70,000 to 80,000 cubic meter kind of capacity, you will still need approximately 100 crores kind of capital investment, right?
Yeah. Well, 100 crores, I would still say a majority of these unorganized plants are not even new. They're bringing in second-hand machinery.
Okay. Thanks a lot, sir. That's only from my side.
Thank you.
Thank you. A request to all the participants, please restrict to 2 questions per participant. The next question is from the line of Ashish Kumar from Infinity Alternatives. Please go ahead.
Thank you, sir. I think for providing a good clarity, from whatever I could make out, it seems that the market seems to have bottomed out and we are looking at a volume growth back again, even the export realizations are going higher. Sir, but we also have a cash balance of 185 crores. How much do you think the cash balance will be put in the new project in the next 12 months from internal accruals?
Okay. So that 185 crores you mentioned is the net cash balance. So our gross cash balance was 335 crores. We expect to put approximately 300 odd crores in the expansion project. So while we'll be taking some debt for the expansion, we expect to be net debt free, in FY25 when the project is completed.
Sure, sir. No, so my question was that given the fact that we have such a strong cash flow, and even in the probably near the bottom of the cycle, we are still making a healthy cash flow of 45-50 crores a quarter. Does it make sense to increase either the dividend payout or do a buyback, or are we planning some other expansion outside of MDF in our business?
See, we are looking at some projects, but we are very early in the initial stages, so I don't think we are looking at any major spends over the next 2 years. But we'll have a relook at our cash flows once the project is completed, and then decide on what alternatives it can be deployed profitably.
Sure. But sir, from whatever it seems that we will have substantial additional cash flow. So I would request you if you can have a deeper look in terms of not waiting for the project to get done. Because the project, most of the orders for the project, I would presume, would have been given already, right?
Yeah, that's true, you know, but we don't want to take any risk on the project, you know, that we run out of internal accruals and have to go for additional debt for the project. So that's the reason why I mentioned that, you know, we'll be taking a look at the cash balance once the project is completed.
Thank you. Ashish, sorry to interrupt you. I'll request to join the queue again. Request to all the participants, please restrict to two questions per participant. Next question is from the line of Arun Baid from ICICI Securities. Please go ahead.
Just one question, Shobhanji, to you. You know, we mentioned that the margins would be between 23 to 25% incrementally from next year. And in this quarter, you know, because the mix was adverse, as mentioned, export was higher. Adjusting for that, our margins would be well over 24%, 24.4% to be precise. And now export prices are going up from Q2, as you mentioned. So is this margin guidance a bit conservative, or am I missing something?
Look, given the current market conditions, we are quite confident of the existing margins. Of course, you know, what we have not factored in are certain elements, obviously, like if any protective measures against imports come in, or if the export prices move up drastically, then those would contribute positively towards the margins even more so.
Plus, we have also factored in the additional brand spends that we'll be doing in the current year.
Okay, so looks a bit conservative, sir, so I just want to clarify. Thanks.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Ritesh Shah from Investec India. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi, sir. Just two questions. Sir, first is on exports. I think one of the earlier questions indicated that we are hardly making any money on export volumes. Just wanted to understand the thought process. To what threshold you will say no to exports, and rather than that, why not push material into the local markets? I'm looking at some numbers, sir. Any threshold that will say no for exports if it's not making money, or is it more of a volume game? How should one understand that?
See, it's not just a volume game. Please understand, as Mr. Venkat has mentioned earlier, that we have experience in the past where we have said that let's take price cuts because margins are comfortable and let's gain market share. But what we have noticed is that basically all organized players have concurrently taken price cuts. I mean, not even with a gap of more than 2 days. You know, everyone reacts instantly, and all it does is basically reduce the overall realizations of all the companies, but the volumes of all companies remain similar. So it doesn't, we've experienced this and have consciously decided not to take such actions. Exports are not, you know, are not making us lose money. And one of the, let's say, the tangible benefits of doing the exports is it allows us to run our plants at a much higher efficiency, both in terms of operational cost and in terms of capacity. So that also in, you know, results in higher operating margins for the domestic production, because the overall cost of production comes down drastically when the volumes are being produced at higher capacities.
Okay. Sir, I have another question. Sir, Venkatji, earlier in one of the questions, did answer that the differential in pricing for imported goods has come down to 10 to 12%. Sir, can you give some absolute numbers over here? If I had to look at the Vietnam MDF prices, would it be at $220, $250 plus freight, plus import duty? If you could just quantify those numbers just to get a sense on that 10 to 12% differential.
Current scenario, prices are somewhere, you know, depending on the country, somewhere between $200 to $210 per cubic meter.
Okay, so there has been no increase over the last 3 months.
There's been a five to ten dollar increase. I mean, these have gone down to about $185.
We went past the regulatory filings as well as the annual reports. Sir, can you please comment on the sourcing of wood? Do we have any plans to get the sourcing FSC certified anytime in future?
So we are, as a company, we are FSC certified. But India, you know, there are two types of FSC certification. There is a control wood and there is a chain of custody. Because we are, our majority of our raw material is agroforestry and not natural forest. Majority, as in all of our raw material, is agroforestry. Hence, we can only fall under the controlled wood specifications. There is very few sources of timber which are actually FSC certified, which are from the government. So, as per the requirement of FSC certified, you know, products when we are selling, is when we source FSC certified raw material. But that is primarily a function of the demand of FSC certified finished product. But as a company, we are completely compliant with FSC, you know, the cycle.
Thank you. Ritha Shah, I'll request to join the queue again for a follow-up question. The next follow-up question is from the line of Udit Gajawala from Yes Securities. Please go ahead. Udit, may I request to unmute your line from your side?
Yeah. Hi, sir. Thank you for follow-up, sir. Just one clarification. On the import side that we are looking at, if without anti-dumping duty with the coming year, what kind of, you know, total domestic demand could be catered by imports for next fiscal if there is no anti-dumping duty?
We've been seeing a drastic increase in imports, but I think at the current levels with the domestic production capacities also going up, please do keep in mind that imports are only primarily effective in the coastal areas. You know, North India, imports are not such a big threat, and North India is one of the major markets for MDF in. So I don't foresee imports from the current levels going up in a very drastic manner. You know, if there is no protection coming in, do also keep in mind that international prices are on the rising trend. India is always at the bottom of the ladder when it comes to the preference markets for the foreign producers. So when prices in the international markets are increasing, that would also result in their focus shifting away from India. So I don't foresee a major, you know, jump in the import volumes coming into India.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Panther.
Thank you. Next follow-up question is from the line of Achal Oare from JM Financial. Please go ahead. Achal, may I request to unmute your line from your side and go ahead with the question?
Sorry. Just wanted to check, given now Greenply has also started supplies, MDF supplies in the market, how do you address the, if there is any potential confusion in the market or channel partners?
I don't think there is anything to address. I think both companies have very clear identities. And, you know, we treat them just like any other competitor. Most of the MDF, you know, network are not single brand dealers or distributors. They have multiple brands in their fold, and Greenply will operate in the same network, I'm quite sure. But I don't think that would result in any confusion per se. I think both at least in the MDF industry, both brands are fairly established, and the industry people are well aware that Green Panel and Greenply are two separate entities.
Got it.
I mean, even today in the MDF, in the plywood business, although we are a small player, but we are competing in the same segment. And, I mean, there is no confusion per se.
Got it. And, you know, in terms of the flooring, if you could quantify what is the mix of flooring in our, in terms of volume and the value for FY23?
Okay. For Q4,
Q4 flooring volume was 1,054 cubic meter. Value was 7.88 crores, and realization was 74,789 per cubic meter. If you look at all four quarters, volume was 3,929 cubic meters. Value was 27.93 crores.
This is for flooring, right?
Correct.
Got it. Just one question in terms of the imports. Have you seen in last month or two, you know, March, April, any reduction in terms of the import value on month-on-month basis?
Reduction in the import value? No, I'm not aware of. You mean, are you talking about volume or value?
Value. Imports value. Value of total MDF imports in India for the month of March and April. Are they seeing a decline?
No. What I have heard is that there's been some increase in, you know, the price of imports. I haven't heard of any decline in pricing.
Not pricing, sir. Value. In terms of if there is a volume reduction compared to the previous months of January, February.
No. No, I've not heard of a volume decline also.
Got it, sir. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Next follow-up question is from the line of Shrenik from LIC Mutual Fund. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Thanks for the follow-up question. Sir, basically, I just want to understand on raw material inflation. As we are seeing that the number of plants and capacities in the wood panel space is increasing for plywood and MDF. For the plantation of timber, at least there is one year more supply to come in a big way. At least.
I'm sorry, Shrenik, you're not audible.
Hello. Is it better now?
Yeah, please go ahead.
Basically, I'm trying to understand about the raw material inflation bit. As the capacities in the wood panel space are continuously increasing in plywood and MDF space, and the supply of timber is expected to increase at least one year from now as the plantations will grow up. Normal expectation of market is that the timber inflation will continue. As we highlighted that we expect it to stay at stable at current levels. I couldn't understand what gives us the confidence that the timber inflation will stable or soften from here.
It's been relatively stable over Q4 and you know month of April. I think that's what gives us the confidence to say that, yes, there may be a small movement in prices, but we are not expecting any major movement in prices.
No, sir. I'm talking in terms of next one to two years, not like for the next quarter, but slightly over the medium term.
Okay. Plantation activities have started both in northern and southern India, as all the organized players are aware, you know, that raw material is critical, you know, for their current and future business plans. I think, yes, and since these trees are fast-growing species, especially in the MDF segment, they are harvested after a period of 3 years. We don't expect any major shortfall in the, you know, coming years.
Sure. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Ashish Kumar from Infinity Alternatives. Please go ahead.
Thank you for taking my second question. Just wanted to understand what is the current gross margin that we are working on in MDF?
If you look at FY 2023.
Yeah.
Our gross margin in MDF was 60.9%, And for Q4, it was 56%, like I already mentioned earlier in the call. Q4, the increase in export volumes had an impact on the gross margins and also the EBITDA margins.
Sure. And this gross margin includes the cost of labor that we use at the factory, or does
it's only raw material cost.
So if you look at the contribution, what would it be, let's say, in Q4? Contribution margin post
direct. If you can give me a call tomorrow, I'll have the data.
Sure, maybe we'll connect offline, sir.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you. Next follow-up question is from Lana Harsha from the Dalal & Broacha. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for the follow-up. Just wanted to understand if there is any scope of selling value-added products in the export market. As you said that the Middle East is a big market for exports, and we are seeing a huge real estate boom also. So is there any scope of selling value-added? And if you could highlight any reason why more of plain MDF is being sold there?
See, the reason for this is we are selling some value-added products in the export market, but that is limited to the, let's say, the moisture-resistant grade of plain MDF. The reason why our value-added products like pre-laminated MDF does not go to the Middle East is because the business model there is that there are a lot of short-cycle producers who are based in the Middle East and who are bringing in the raw boards and laminating themselves. And the cost model there is basically, again, like in a very unorganized way. So it does not work out for us to be able to sell pre-laminated MDF. We've done certain percentage, small quantities of such sales historically, but it's not a volume business.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you. Next follow-up question is from the line of Kushagra from Old Bridge Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Hi. Thanks for the opportunity again. Just one question on the earlier clarification which I asked. Just curious on your high growth expectations from the exports in FY24. So, right, at one side, just want some perspective, because at one side you are seeing increase in imports and at the same time, you know, you're preparing for growth in exports. So if you look at Southeast Asian market as a cohort, can you give some perspective on the how trade is flowing and the difference in the regional focus areas for different players? And also, given that you're building in for higher exports in FY24 not expecting significant price increases in the exports as well, what are the driving factors for the margin sustenance or even that higher range of 6,500 to 7,500 EBITDA per CBM for FY24?
Sorry, I did not fully understand. What I understand is that what you are saying is that why are we planning on doing for large growth in exports when imports are increasing? Is that your question?
Yeah, because if we look at Southeast Asian market as a cohort, there seems to be some sort of a contradiction, because India is seeing increase in imports and at the same time, Green Panel, which is the largest player in MDF, is preparing for growth in exports from India. So just wanting to seek your perspective as to how you think the trade is flowing in the Southeast Asian market as a cohort, and the difference in the regional focus regional areas for the different players in Southeast Asian market.
Well, I think the reason why we are looking at a growth in exports is because obviously domestic capacities are on the increase. Our own capacities are also increasing, and as mentioned earlier, we would like to utilize our full capacity. Export, like I said, may not directly be contributing with its own pricing. The margins may not be so sort of visible, but it does help us in improving overall operating margins of the company. Also, given the fact that the new plant capacities are coming in, the new investment of our plant is happening, you know, we would have some EPCG obligations from that point. And again, there would be a lull period which would take time for us to, you know, absorb our entire capacity for the domestic market, as we have seen for the Andhra plant. Hence, we would like to keep the export model always ongoing. With regards to the pricing in the exports, as I said, you know, we are always making sure that we are selling at price points where margins, it is contributing to and giving us a decent enough margin. And at the same time, we refuse orders which are not suitable to us, where we are not getting any contribution towards margins on the export orders.
Sure, sure. Thanks and all the best, guys.
Thank you. I now hand the conference over to the management for closing comments.
Thank you, everyone, for participating in this conference call, and we look forward to your presence in future quarters. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
On behalf of Greenpan Industries, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us. You may now disconnect your lines. Thank you.